Shuvas, Nephew Aleph, Amud Aleph, Shir Lamed Beis.
Started. We end up going a little faster than we want. We don't get started on time, so we end up having to move up the pace a little bit. Should officially we should be getting started at 12:15. We end up starting, you know, a little bit later, maybe 12:20, Mela, but any later than that already is puts us into overdrive. So, let's get fuel injected. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Higdilu Yecholim Limchos. Rabbi Yosef says, when they get older, Higdilu Yecholim Limchos, they can be Moicha. Now, Rashi says it's talking about both cases, the case of whether Aldas Bez or not Aldas Bez, and that's Lashon of Higdilu, Lashon Rabim, both of them, any Ger Cotton, Yecholim Limchos. That's the Chiddush of Yosef. Now the Gemara asks a question. Asks the Gemara, if that's true, what's Pshat in our Mishnah? That it says that in our Mishnah she gets Ksuva Masayim. Do we give her money, Vichy? Do we give her money, Vichy? Yavinan La Ksuma Da Azla Va Achla Bi Giyusa? Are we going to give her Ksuva that she should go eat it in her Giyusa, in her Goyish Kaitness? What does that mean? What's that kasha? We saw the Rajba. The Rajba says that's just a sophisticated way of saying I'm oitzi mechaver all of a raya. The Rajba says that we're more bothered about the mama than we are the isser, because in the isser we can rely on the fact that probably she won't be a moiche, probably she won't end up going back on it. But in a gate of mammon, we don't rely on probabilities, because ein moitzin mammon ella b'raya b'rura v'amoitzim echaver olavaraya. In other words, this is just the souped up way of saying amoitzim echaver olavaraya. Really, the Gemara's question is, how can we take money away from the husband if amoitzim echaver olavaraya? It's the way the Rashba learns. We saw, however, that the Rosh in Kedushin seems to say not like that. The Rosh we saw says that a din of a guy, a Yisrael Mumer, who's being Yoyrish money, so we don't give him the money. Why not? Because we don't want him to spend the money. Bezdin should hold on to the money. We don't want him to spend the money on things that are not good things. Right? Where do we get this concept from? Says the Rush. That's Shana Ron Gemara. Yavina laksuva de azla beachla begiusa. A Yisrael Mumer, you don't give him money because we don't want him spending it on a goyish lifestyle. What do you mean? According to the Rajba, the Gemara's svar over here is Hamitzim Echavel of Araya. Doesn't do it over there. Over there, we know he's the Yirish. He deserves to get the money. Still, Bezdin holds on to the money as long as this person is going to spend it on a goyish lifestyle. Bezdin's not going to give him the money. So we see a different pshat in the Gemara. The Rosh's pshat in the Gemara is, and it's very mashma and meduik and lush in the Gemara. It's a very flowery lashon according to the Rashba. It's just a very sophisticated way of saying Hamitzim Echavel. Why don't you just say Hamitzim Echavel of Araya? According to the Rush, no, the Gemara is saying something totally different. The Gemara is saying we don't support a guyish lifestyle, so therefore we're not going to give you the money, nor that you should be able to spend the money. That's the Chor, the two different Pshatim. What does the Gemara answer? Says the Gemara, Lechi Gadla. Says the Gemara, we give her the money, Lechi Gadla. The Shittu Kabetzis Medaik in Rashi. Rashi says, Lo Yavinan La Ad Shetagdil. We don't give it to her until she gets older. Says the Shittu that we don't give it to her. But what does Bezdin do? Bezdin holds the money. That's what the Shittu says. Now we said, the Chori, if you hold, like the Rajba, Ein Moitzin Momin Ela Viraya Berura, Bezdin can't take the money away from him. Why not? You have no raya. Also, Bezdin can't take the money. No one can take the money. But if you say the pshat is that Bezdin doesn't support their lifestyle, Adarab, what it says in the Rush over there in Kedushin is Bezdin holds the Yerusha until we see if the person's chayzer b'tshuva will give it to him. Over here also, Bezdin will hold on to the money to see if she's going to be'etzem, you're mechuy of the money. Or at least that's not the need, and we're not discussing whether you're mechuy of the money. The only reason we're not giving it to is because we don't want to support a goyish lifestyle. So we'll put the money in escrow, and we're going to see what's going to be with the lifestyle eventually. That's the Chayra. Rashi is going to have to go like Tosis and Sanhedrin. Now, it's an interesting thing. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita that brings this, Rashi says this is only true in our stage of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Ksuba. However, later on, the Gemara is going to bring up a same type of discussion, Benogei to Knas. Over there by Knas, we let the husband keep the money. The Sukkas David, Rab David Kfiyat asked the question, what difference does it make? Knas, Ksuba? Why should we mechalk between Knas and Ksuba? Only by Ksuba do we hold on to the money. By Knas, we don't hold on to the money. So you could say, maybe, you could say, just a Pashat Svar, that by Knas, by Ksuba, where we want her to be, she's kind of banking on this money, it's very important for us to protect her money, right? This is money that she's going to, or Kadesh Lotek Halabena Lotzia, I don't know, but she's banking on the money, therefore, maybe over there, we're going to take the money. Bashengtem, by Knas, which is anyway, this is money that is not anyway part of her, you know, her cheshbon that she was going to get this money. This is just money that comes, Memela, Zlashon the Gemara and Kedushin, so therefore, maybe over there, Bezdin doesn't feel compelled to do it. But maybe you could say a little bit more Lamdish and say as follows. What's the aside of Ksuba? The aside of Ksuba is, this is mama that she deserves. Kilo, it's mamain. This is mamain. The oines is knas. The difference between mamain and knas is as follows. Mamain is the pshat, this money that you have to give because I can be toivea you the money. You owe the money to me. Knas is the pshat, that it's the money that we want you to give. Okay. It's a din in you. It's a din in the person, the perpetrator. What's the riot? It's a din in the perpetrator. What happens if he's moide beknas? Punter. What about the fact that someone else deserves the money? No. Moide beknas punter, because it's bad. Some a din in the perpetrator. Then he has to give the money. Mashenkein ksuba is a din, not in the perpetrator. Trader, mamain is a din in the you owe me money. I have a mamain is nika tviya. So therefore, maybe as follows. Bezdin takes the money from him. Why? Because Bezdin is Kiilu, has to take care of the fact that she deserves the money. Maybe we don't want to give it to her yet. We have to see later on what happens. But Bezdin has to protect her schus. She has a schus mamain over here. So we don't want to give it to her because maybe she's going to end up being going back to Giyusa and use it for bad things. So we'll hold it in escrow. Mashenki, when it comes to Knas, we don't really have to protect her rights because Knas is be'etzem more about the giver than about the taker. Therefore, we can allow the money to stay in the Zushas. Kenzain, that's pshat in the Sukkas David.
What happens if she's Moicha?
Yeah.
Goes back to him or doesn't keep her?
Oh, so we're going to see. We're going to see about that. It's a good question. I'm going to see about that.
What's the guy have to do? If she's Meicha, what's the guy have to do?
So,
he can collect the Iskar, right? So still, she give the money or something?
Well, we'll see. We're going to talk about that a little bit, I think. As follows. Okay, so what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, L'chi Gadla. Now the Gemara says, L'chi Gadla Nami, Mim Chovenafka, Shul Bimaycho also. Kivan Digdila, Shoachas, V'lo Michsa, Shuven Yechoyla Limchoy, says the Gemara. Once she was, there was one moment she wasn't Meicha, Shuv Eine Chol Limchoy. Now she can't be Meicha anymore at all. So what's Pshat in this? So the Tosfos seems to say, we saw Tosfos, it doesn't mean that you mamish only have a second. Tosfos says you have until she's Naga Minog Yehudis. Tosfos says that that's the, there's a window there. So according to this, it's not mamish Shoachas, there's a window. We saw also there's a Tosfos Rid that says that there's also a window of when she has Das, when she becomes Bas Einshim. There's like interesting windows over there. The Tosfos Yishanim, however, says Be'etzem, there's no window. So Yishanim says what she has to do is she has to be, how do you, if she'll atzam same, asks the Toys Yishanim. So he says she'll start being noyeg minagerus, minagius, I mean. She starts being noyeg minagius before she's gedoyla. She continues being noyeg minagius after she's a gedoyla. And then we'll know that Bishas, that she became a gedoyla, that she had in mind to be moich. In other words, what the Tosfos Yishanim is saying is follows. Be'etzem, there's a moment of truth. We can't even find that moment of truth because it's a split second. So therefore, she has to make an extended macha. Somewhere over the course of that macha will be that moment of truth, and bang, then the macha is chal. It's almost as if she's screaming the entire time. I do not want just this. How does she scream? She can't scream. Right? She can't hold her breath the whole time. So what does she do? She's noyheg min ageus. She acts like a geus. And therefore we know it, that her actions are speaking louder than her words. So therefore, Tosfos Yishanim, it's be'etzem, a second that she has. What's that second? That second is when she becomes a gedolah. She has to be moicha. Mashenken, according to Tosfos, it sounds like it's more not about the being moicha, but she has until she's noyheg min ageus. We said perhaps the machloikas is as follows. What's the soid of this din? of being Meicha? What's the pshat she can igdilo yecholim limchas? What's pshat bechlal in this din of Rabbi Yosef? So we said one pshat is from the Rajba. We said the Rajba says ein zoichin ein zchiyah bal karcha. We said that you can understand it two ways. First of all, if it's working mitin zochin ladam b'shulay befanim, I can tell you, look, there's not a schus for me. And even some, it's a schus gamor, like being a yid. The Rajba says, "Ain't zochin baal korchoi." Could be it is a schus. Ain't zochin baal korchoi. Zchia does not work against someone's will. I don't want it. Why don't you ask me earlier? Because I didn't have das earlier. Now that I have das, I'll tell you I don't want it. That's the pshat of the Rajba. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin, however, we saw says differently. Says Tosfos in Sanhedrin, this din of yigidei yecholim limchos is really as follows. This gerus that we had up until now was a gerus without kabbalas ol mitzvahs. Why is that? Because up until now we did the tefillah and the milah with kabbalas ol mitzvahs. That happens, says Tosfos in Sanhedrin, when she becomes a gdoila. That happens now when she hits the age of 13. We ask them, are you interested in being a kabbalah ol mitzvahs? Yes or no? Those are two different pshatim. L'chayra, this is going to be the nafkamin. According to Tosis by us, Tosis focuses on you have to be noyeg minog yadus. The word is you have to be mekabel ol mitzvahs. That happens with the noyeg minog yadus. That's what Tosis is saying. Mashenkein. According to the Tosis Arush, the word is you have a moment to be moiche, because you have to be moiche. The moment you become a god, you have to be moiche. How are you moiche? The moment you become a god. So it has to be that you extend your macha from before and say, I don't want it. And it was then that the chayra, then the schi is going to be Malkorcha. L'chora, that's going to be an afkun. Another afkun is going to be as follows, Rabbi say. Does this work l'mafreya or not? Is this g'dil l'chorim l'mchais? Is the macha l'mafreya or not l'mafreya? This nafkamina, Rabbi David brings down from Amnochem Pertzovitz, and l'chora nafkamina is as follows. If you say the word is ein zachin l'adam bal korchoi, so the original schia that happens when you were 3 years old, can that schia work? If I'm telling you now that was bal korchoi,
no.
Lema Freya wasn't Zoicha. This person was never a Yid. She was never a Yid. He was never a Yid. Higdil Chom Limchois is Lema Freya, never Jewish. Masha Enkin, if you say the word is that a geris of a cotton doesn't need mitzvahs, of a geris of a godol needs kabbalas ol mitzvahs, so then, now that he's not a kabbalas ol mitzvahs, now his geris can't continue. Now it's supposed to be geris of a godol. The geris isn't going to continue. So Lefiz there, Rabbi Yosef could explain very beautifully the machlokas that we started with. The Rajba says, what's the Gemara's question? That, how could you give her a ksuba? Chiyavin la ksuba da'az la'achla b'giyusa? Says the Rajba, mitzi mechavei olav araya. How do you know that you can deserve the money? What do you mean? Maybe you're not really married. Why are we not married? Because maybe you're not really Jewish. Igloy b'yosef l'afrei, you're never Jewish. If you're never Jewish, there's no kedushin. No kedushin, no ksuba. So maybe there's no chiyav ksuba, says the Rajba. However, the Russian Kedushin says, no, that's not the pshat. It's a different pshat. We don't want to support a goyish lifestyle. What do you mean? Support a goyish lifestyle. And the Gemara, you're not chayv the money. No, the pshat in the Gemara is betzim, you are chayv the money. Why? Because when she was six, she was Jewish. And when she was Jewish, she was married. Now she turns 12, and she's moicha, what happens? She becomes no longer Jewish. Said it, but Pashas Maisa, she was Jewish. Why don't you give her a ksuba? Because we don't want to support a Jewish, a goyish lifestyle. That's going to be the machlokas lishitasa. It's going to be machlokas. No, it's enachanami. It's not mila mafreya. It's mikana lahaba. She's not Jewish. She's not Jewish. Mikana lahaba. So then, why can't you give her the ksuba? Pashas Maisa, she was married. She was Jewish. She gets a ksuba. We don't want to support a goyish lifestyle. Because if she's going to become goyish, she's going to spend all her money on goyish things. Maybe that's going to be pshat in the rush. Nafkamina, the chayra, Abayis, is going to be as follows. What would you say the din is? The chayra, this is a nafkamina. What would you say the din is? Bezdin takes the money. She gets older. And she says she doesn't want to be Jewish. What does Bezdin do with the money? What does Bezdin do with the money? If you say she was never Jewish, the money goes back. It's his money. But if you say Be'etzem she was Jewish, and Be'etzem she deserved the ksuba, the only reason we didn't give it to her is because we don't support a Goyish lifestyle. So I have two things that Bezdin can do.
Give back to her husband.
Either, what do they do with the money of Yisrael Mumer? There, the Rush says Bezdin holds the money until he does tshuva. And if he doesn't do tshuva, Bezdin holds the money.
She became until she's Megayer again.
Unless maybe until she's Megayer again. Why is there no schus in the mom? Still get your mom, and your mom and pashtus you still get even after you're Megayer. Someone who's Megayer, someone owes the money, pashtus still owe him the money. You spoke about it, yes? Okay, so it's very possible. Or Rabbi Sai, the Gemara in Kiddushin over there on Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph says, if Bezdin has money they don't have anything to do with, they'll give it to Aniyim. Just give the money to Aniyim. Maybe.
Bezdin doesn't have
to do
the money.
Bezdin's not going to keep it for themselves.
Community funds, whatever.
Okay, whatever. That's Aniyim. Aniyim is community funds. That's Aniyim. I don't know. That's what I would say, Kipshuta, we're going to see, maybe not so simple. But Kipshuta, that's what I would say. Bezdin, he's chayiv the money to her. He gave the money to Bezdin. Why should he give it back to him? He's no different than anyone else. He was chayiv the money.
Why didn't he give it back to the husband?
Why should he give it back to the husband? If you're like the Rajba that he wasn't chayiv, give it back to the husband. But if he was Bezdin chayiv, we took the money away from him, we're just holding it for her, now that we can't give it to her, what do we do? Either hold it until maybe she's Megayer again, or give it to the community funds, give it to Bezdin, give it to... What? Not necessarily. We'll see. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Continues the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Masiv Rava, Rava kum fregen akasha. Eilun arish eshlem knas. Abalam emzeres nasin al kus val gyores al shiv shiv shivcha. Shiv tish dayun shiachu pchusim bas kol yisham yom echad. Yeshlem knas. Very similar Gemara as our Gemara we said before. Now Rava is asking the kasha, and he's not asking from ksuba, he's asking from knas. Vi armetik dili ucholam limchois. Yavinu la knas. Doz lava ochla begiyusa. Same kasha. Says the Gemara, l'chi godla. Same teretz. The chigodah na mimcho v'nafka, kibin shigdil sha'achas v'yala mikso, shuv eni yachoy lo limchois. Very, very similar Gemara that we saw before. Says Rashi, sheish lehem knas, nun kesef, im ye ansu. Even though Mamzeris doesn't have, can't afterwards be married to the husband, sharei eni ruil ha'kayma, afilo ha'chi yesh lo kaskin ha'kama. Toisus here is a kasha. Says Toisus Vim Toimar Haloi Kvar Gdoilehi Shehi Naira Kivin Shibas Knas. What do you mean Lechi Godla? This whole incident happened. She was already a Gdoila. How do you know that? Well, on the one hand, I mean, it says in the Mishnah. What's the lashon of the Mishnah? Elu Nairos. Okay, but maybe you'll say Nairos is Lavdavka. But Kivin Shibas Knas. Being that she's saying she gets Knas, only a Naira gets Knas. Ktana doesn't get Knas. According to the way we paskin.
I'm saying this.
So therefore, Tais, what? So Tais is going according to those sheets, the way that we paskin, L'choyro. Tais is the Kasha. So how, what do you mean, L'chi Godla? Says Toisvis, Mefarish read, L'chi Godla, V'noha Gaminag Yehudis. So Tais is, there's a window. You're right. The chigadla doesn't necessarily only mean the chigadla. There's a window from when she becomes a gedayla until when she has to make that decision, when she's noig min a yehudis. So therefore, however long that time is, if it's an hour, 2 hours, a day, whatever it is, so therefore, maybe the oinus happened during that window. That's Tosis Teretz. Now, everybody said this Teretz is not going to work for who? Tosis Yishanim. Tosis Yishanim said there is no window. If she wants to be Moicha, she has to be Moicha from before she was a Gdoila till after she was a Gdoila. It has to be that entire time. So there's no window. Tosis says this window to answer this Kasha. According to Tosis Yishanim, how are you going to answer the Kasha?
He says just the window is very. It can't be pointed to Mamilia.
There's no window.
If there's no window, then being Moicha doesn't help.
The window is a split second. You can't be Ma'anasur during that split second. It's not possible.
Over that, you were Ma'anasur, and then over the...
No, that's not... That, no. The window is a split second. That's exactly when she becomes a Gdoila. She has a split second to be Moicha. So we make the Machar from before till afterwards. But the Oinus has to happen either before or after. The Oinus can't happen during that split second.
Why not? Why not during?
Why can't it be during?
Because the Machar is not... The machor is not from the beginning till the end. The machor is a second. We just don't know when it is. You have to be machor at exactly 12 o'clock. Exactly. Your entire machor is at 12 o'clock. Not 12:01 and not 11:59. So how do you do that? So you start at 11:59 and you continue till 12:01 and then you'll know for sure you're machor at 12. But the entire machor was a split second. She can't be machor during, you can't do an oinus during that split second.
Why not? Why can't it be at that time at 11:59 till 12:01? They're the same thing.
Because the machor is a split second. It's not 11:59 to 12:01. That's just the way that you cover your bases. That's the way you know you did your machor. So you're moicha a day before, and you continue till a day afterwards. But the etzem machor is a second.
We know it's a second, but it's probably when it's her birthday or whatever it is, when it's that night when she's turning 12. So if he's being honest her at that time, then he covered that time. We just tell her to do it because
all for sure. So, but he's not going to be honest at that very second.
Stop. Why not? It's a point in time.
That's not.
The second time. Well, it's 12 o'clock. How long he has been monitored. Okay. It doesn't cover that time.
It's clear from Tosis's kasha that that's not shaykh. That's not what the Gemara is saying. That's not what he's saying.
The course of her being ma'aneser.
It doesn't happen at that punkt, at that second, he's being ma'aneser.
Why can't it happen at that second?
What?
It's like it's been happening.
We're going to hold the money or something.
Okay, Rabbi said we're going to have to leave that for now. Kopanim, the Tosis HaRosh says, another answer. The Tosis HaRosh says that what does it mean, Lechi Gadla? Tosis HaRosh says, what does it mean when the Gemara says Lechi Gadla? So we always understood it meant you give her the ksuba when she's Gadla. So Tosis HaRosh, that's not what it means. It means that he was ma'anis her when she was a gdoila. When the Gemara says a woman, this woman has a ksuba, it doesn't, or she has a knas, it doesn't mean that that you were ma'anis her when she's a katana. He was actually only ma'anis her when she was older.
So she's a knas when she's a knas.
Only a knas then.
No, it's a knas when she's an Ira. She's an Ira already.
She's not a gadol enough to.
So she's an Ira now.
She's Jewish then, so what's her problem? She's full fledged.
Right, she's a full fledged Jew, so there's no problem.
She can't go back.
She can't go back anymore. It's very simple. The chiddush of the Mishnah is she gets ksuba even though she was a gyaris. I mean, the gyaris doesn't get ksuba. When are we giving it? When is it nageya? Only if this whole thing happened lichi gadla after she got older, the oinus happened. The filatoy said Rashi could be having upshan the Gemara before also. Gemara before said you can marry an isha when she's a ktano. We asked the question, maybe she'll be meicha lichi gadla, which Rashi says you give her the money lichi gadla. Maybe the Tosis HaRosh is going to learn she only got married lichi gadla. We had a whole hakra, boy, say, can you marry? Can a katana get married? We had a whole shayla. Can a katana get married? It's not so simple if a katana could get married. Brothers, she has no brothers. She has no mother.
There is a mother.
No, there's no mother. It's Giyaris. How did she get married? So it seems the Shulchan Aruch says a katana can get married. But the Goyin says that's only if her father or her mother or her brother marries her. Mashma, she can't marry herself. So I don't know, can she marry herself or not? It seems to me, Fushu Kamara, she can marry herself. Esther marries her off.
It's
only Naslav Klapi the Geras, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said. Not in Gatsa. Maybe Bezin marries. I don't know. I had a kid, sir. According to Tosis HaRosh, she's getting married when she's older, Kenzai. Lechi Gadla, she's getting married. I don't know. You can take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. I'll have to see. Maybe Mary's going to give a chavura on this tomorrow.
None of this.
And something else.
If her mother was Nachum Gaya when she was pregnant with her, his mother,
if you hold Yere, it's part of the mother.
While it's in the mother's stomach.
Yeah.
Maybe. Akoponim Rabbi Sai. Lomagay Inviter. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Abaye loy Omar Kirava. Now they basically both ask the same question. Abaye and Rava basically ask the same question. It's just they ask from different places. Abaye asks from our Mishnah. Rava asks from a Mishnah later on. So the Gemara asks Abaye loy Omar Kirava. Why did Abaye not say like Rava? Now I say I have a very simple reason why I would have said Abaye doesn't say like Rava. My reason why Abaye didn't say like Rava is because Abaye is asking from Daf Yud Aleph and Rava is asking from Daf Chavtes. So where would you rather ask from? Not because our sugya is earlier in the Masechta. Why are you going to have to dig deeper into the Masechta? Ask from earlier in the Masechta. Why would you ask from Chavtes? Why don't you ask from Yud Aleph? So the Gemara's question is not ay ay ay. I don't think the Gemara's guy Abaye lo mikra Rava. Why not? I would say because I asked from earlier. Whatever. Kasha, why I don't ask from over there? Why should I ask from over there? Some of the Chavtes say you should ask from both. Okay? But I think that maybe Rashi addresses this. Because Rashi says on the Gemara's answer, says Rashi, Abaye lo mikra Rava. Says Rashi, Demaisa miknasa, Dekasavar, Lav tiyuftahu. Rashi says the Gemara is going to tell you more than just why this is a better place to ask from. But Abaye held, there's no kasha bichlal from over there, Chavtes. You're right. It's not a kasha of maybe this one's taka better. But the Gemara is going to tell you it's more than being a better kasha. Darden Rashi says, Lav tiyuftahu. There's no kasha done from Chavtes. It's not shver bichlal. Sinish dot to fregen Darden. There's nothing to ask over there. Why not? So let's see what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Abaye doesn't say like Lo Amar Kirava. Hasam Knasa Hu. Hasam Knasa. Haynu Taima Shelo Yehei Choyte Niskar. Over there, I'll tell you why. You know why over there you have to give the ksuba? Over there, there's a different reason. We don't want a person who's going to do something abominable, a sin, in order to profit. Choyte should not profit. That's what Gemara says. Frek the ritva kasha. I think the ritva we gave out, I think, on last Thursday. Frek the meal. Rabbi says, Shalei Chotin is fine and good. But Lamaisa, he's not chayiv the knas. He's not chayiv the knas. She's not Jewish. Are you chayiv a knas if you're honest, a woman who's not Jewish? You're not chayiv. So what does that mean? Shalei Chotin Iskar. Shalei Chotin Iskar makes sense if you're chayiv the mamain. But over there, she doesn't deserve the money. So what is Shalei Chotin Iskar? And says the ritva, that's Taka Pshat and Rava. Rava comes. Rava does ask the kasha. What about shalei choyte niskar? That's not a svar over there. Can't give the money if you don't deserve the money, bichlal. So what does Abaye hold? It seems like Abaye holds a very big chiddush. Shalei choyte niskar is going to tell us even if you don't deserve the money, I'm going to give it to you anyway. Okay. Okay, I hear the svara, but to say that's not a tiyufta? Rashi said, there's no kash over there. The kash ain't tzachnishtan, there's nothing to ask over there. What do you mean? Why not? You made up a new type of shloi chot in iskar. You're not chayv the money? I'm going to make you give it anyway? And you're telling me that's not a kash? You want to tell me you could be doichem mela? It's a very big chiddush about what you're saying. You don't want to ask the kash over there because you could have said shloi chot in iskar. Okay, but that's a wild shloi chot in iskar. Tell me lav tiyufta. You want to tell me you have a better kash mela? But tell me it's not a kash? Because you have such a build of teretz. Echmein is Rashi doesn't hold like the Ritva. What does Rashi hold? Rashi, we said, perhaps holds that even if she's Megayer afterwards, she was always a Jew. If she was always a Jew, so then, do you owe the money? Avad, you owe the money. So this is not a very Mechudosh Tikka Shalei Yechoyte Nisgur, according to Rashi. Adarabba. This is regular shalei chayte niskar. You owe the money right now. What does Bezdin do? Bezdin holds the money, or whatever. Like the Bezdin does hold the money, doesn't hold the money. But the point is, Bezdin, you owe the money. So this is a regular shalei chayte niskar. What?
And if she wasn't
what? No, even if she's a ketana. Right now she's a Jew. Rashi holds. So later on she become a goy. But right now she's a Jew. Your man is a Jew. A person's man is a Jew. Is chayv. Right? What? So we have to deal with how she a ketana, is the window, whatever. How are you going to deal with that question? Or she's a gedolah, whatever it is. Yeah, if she's a gedolah, then it's for sure not a kasha, right? If Rashi was mom, she's a gedolah. I'll call upon him. The choyra, That's the chor going to be lefize. Rabbi said we can have a shaila. What's more important? You have one svara of that we don't want that she should take the money azla beachlag bigiusa, money that she rightfully deserves, but she's going to spend on a goyish lifestyle. That's if we give her the money. If we don't give her the money, then chayte niskar. Then a yid is going to profit from his avera.
Why can't they just give it to Bezdin? She doesn't have to get it. That's why
she's
like, and she's the whole point of a kass is not about.
Yeah.
Like
so that's so. The Ritva does ask this question, kind of. The Ritva asks this question. We're going to get to that. Which says the Gemara didn't think yet of that of that idea, but we'll see. We'll see. I hope we'll see. Akopanim, the Chayyur, the Gemara is saying Avada. It's a stronger svara that we're concerned with Shloya Chaytan Iskar. We're more worried about that a yid shouldn't do something wrong than a guy's going to spend Yiddish gelt. So says Rashi Lapt Yufta. Abai says that's not a kasha b'chlal. Over there is a svara of Chaytan Iskar. Okay. So Rabbi say it's very interesting. Rabbi Kivego over here brings Mishnayos that speak about the concept of Shloyei Choytin Iskar. Shloyei Choytin Iskar is not something that Abai made up in our sugya. It seems like it's very clear that it exists. What does Rava do with Shloyei Choytin Iskar? We saw the Ritva. The Ritva says, Rava holds that over here you don't deserve the money, so there's no Shloyei Choytin Iskar. But according to Rashi, where you do deserve the money, what does Rava do with Shloyei Choytin Iskar? We have Shloyei Choytin Iskar. The Gilash brings it's a Mishnah Chala Shloyei Choytin Iskar. As I think that the pshat is as follows, very important. Even Tosfos, when Tosfos asks Akasha, Tosfos says, "Aye, what does Rava do with the Gemara? What does he ask from the Mishnah? It's a Mishnah. Mefurish a Mishnah Shloyei Choytin Iskar. Why doesn't anyone discuss that Mishnah? Rabbi Kivegas Matzai in the Mishnah. That's what I'd like to suggest as follows. Rabbi said, what is classic Shloyei Choytin Iskar? How would you describe Shloyei Choytin Iskar?
Case?
What's classic Shloyei Choytin Iskar? What would be an example of Shloyei Choytin Iskar? What would you? Not an example. What would you? How would you define it? What's the definition? Shloyei Choytin Iskar.
Shouldn't get away
scot free. Shouldn't get rewarded. Those are two different things. What Eliezer is saying is you shouldn't get away scot free. What Zevi is saying you shouldn't get rewarded. The Mishnah Chala says the following thing. The Mishnah Chala says that there's a din of how much challah a person's supposed to give. And there's X amount, it's a lot of challah. What happens if your challah is tamei? You give less challah. But if you're tamit b'mezid, you have to give more challah. Why? Shelo yehei choyten niskor. That's the Mishnah and challah. What does that mean? There, if you do that there, you get rewarded. Because if I want to give less challah, what should challah? I lose money. What should I? What would I do if I'm a scoundrel? Be metamed on purpose. There, the choyte is going to be rewarded for his sin. He will be rewarded because if he doesn't not metamed, he has to give more money. If he is metamed, he gives less money. So it's not just that he's doing a sin; he's being rewarded. Shloyei choyte niskar. He shouldn't get rewarded for his chet. That's the Mishnah over there. But over here, Abba Isai, where we're discussing whether or not he has to give oynes, he doesn't give oynes. He's not being rewarded for a sin. He's just getting away scot-free. That's not the classic Shaloyehei Choyte Niskar, to understand. That's what Abai is being Mechadish over here. This Sadah Musik from Shaloyehei Choyte Niskar, which is a Choyte, shouldn't get off scot-free. That's not Mefurish in the Mishnah. Hey, Nachanami, you're right. Maybe that is the Svara. That's the reason. Yeah. Niskar lihi poter. Yeah. Niskar lihi poter. Yeah. Okay. Zakta Gemara Viter. Rava lo yameke Abaye. Rava doesn't say like Abaye. Why? Ksuba haino taimish lo te kala be'enav lo aitzia. Rava says, doesn't say like Abaye. Because Ksuba, the reason is lo te kala be'enav lo aitzia. It shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her. Again, the Sukkas David asks the same kasha, similar kasha the Ritva is over here. I don't understand. If we're saying that you don't give the ksubas because you're not chayiv, so what do you mean shlote kala ben avloitzia? Shlote kala ben avloitzia is only when you know that there's a reason. Okay, shlote kala is the reason to make him chayiv, but they have to be married. We don't even know if they're married over here. So there's no ksuba to give. Says the Sukkas David, it must be the Svara of the Abai is, being that, listen, you're going to marry a girl when she's 5 years old. Is there any way to give the Ksuma if you divorce her now? So then, in order to avoid the problem of Shlote Kalab and of Loitzia, we have to be Mechayiv the Ksuma al Tanai. A normal chiyuv is Yisamotzi Mechavil Avaraya. But over here, because we don't want him to be Kalab and of Loitzia, we're Anu Mechayiv of Ksuma al Tanai.
Push away.
Yeah, the din of shlote kalam is to be mechayev it even sakin even betnai in this type of situation. It's a very big chiddush, but that's the chayra. What the chayra? This is sukkas. Those you have to say in Rashi's mashman. I like that rabbi's side because take a look at Rashi. Rashi says Rava lo emer ke abaye. Says Rashi de moisim iksuba de hasam time amaitik lo rabban iksuba shlote kalam ben avloitzia. Rashi bavorns v'chol zman shloi michsa giyores he kol zman shloi michsa. As long as you're not, she's not meicha, she is a giyores. So what is Rashi the Chayra saying? Why do you have to give the money? Because she's Jewish. They were married. When she's meicha, what's going to happen? They're not married anymore. As long as she's not moicha, now they're married. L'chora, that's why there's going to be shlote kalaben of loitzia.
What if you say she's a goyim afreya?
What? That's a raya from Rashi, not a goyim afreya. That's the Reb David brings a raya from this Rashi. L'chora Rashi l'shitasai, which we said holds you not a goyim afreya. L'chora it's going to be the machlokas l'shitasai.
Rashi holds you're not a kalalama, no?
What?
Rashi holds a kalalama,
no? Right, so the Mafreya, you were still a yid. At that time, you were still a yid. Okay. The Ritva comes and asks the Ritva a question. In fact, the Ritva, there's a question that Menachem asked something very similar. The Ritva says, okay, Shalote kalabin of loitzia, therefore, you don't want, I mean, it's the Shita's Kasha, but he says really the Ritva is bavoning this Kasha. You don't want that he should not lose the money. So we have a very simple solution. Just take the money, put it in the hands of Bezdin, and once Bezdin's holding the money, you don't have a problem. Shalote kalabin of loitzia. Because he's going to still cough up the money. He's gonna have to give Bezdin the money. So it's not a problem. Shall we take Kalabena of Loitzia? So the Shita himself says maybe the Gemara didn't know yet this Svara. The Gemara only said that afterwards. What's the Lashon? Chigadla. The Gemara didn't know that yet. Okay. The Ritva says the Shita says the Ritva says better. What does the Ritva say? He says, listen. If she doesn't get the money, so then it's likely that she's going to be moicha because she never got the money. So even if I put the money in escrow, but I know that if she never gets the money, she's probably going to be moicha. And if she's probably going to be moicha, what's going to happen to the money? I'm going to get it back. So if I get my money back, there's no. It's you're never going to actually calibrate of loitzia because what's the problem? You say maybe make me cough up the money, but I know I'm getting that money back because when she's megayer, she's not going to be megayer, so she's not going to be megayer. Just get my money back. If we make him give the money to the isha, so then the isha's got the money ready, so then it's too late. But if Bezdin holds the money,
give it to wait till.
So then there's no problem. She'll take calibrate of loitzia because he thinks he's going to get his money back.
Wow.
So what do we see from over here from this Ritva? We see that if he's Moicha, what happens to the money? Goes back. This is not like what we said before. We were suggesting before Bezdin should keep the money, Bezdin should hold the money for her, something. See, he gives the money back. Why are you giving the money back? He was Chayv the Ksuba. Why are you giving the money back? You have to say the Mafreya was never a Kedushin, but we said the Mafreya was a Kedushin. If you took the money, how'd you take the money? It must have been you said B'Shas Ma'isin was. So what's going on? Now we have a stira. Comes Marina Harav Agoyin, Reb David Koyin Shlita, and says Reb David Amar the Gazach. Says Reb David, answering a kasha, I'm going to explain to the kasha. We have a stira here. I'm going to go over the stira. You ready, Yechiel? It's like this. We said Rashi holds, we take the money away from him and we give it into, put it in escrow. How can you take the money? If I don't own the money, you can't take it from me. Even Bezdin doesn't take money without Baraya Brua. That's Bezdin's money. Let's be that. So Bezdin can take the money. Bezdin, we would give it to her. Why don't we give it to her? Because we don't want to support Goyish lifestyle. But what does that mean? That we said it must be only Mikan or Lahaba that they're not married. But Shas Maisa, they were married. And then on the other hand, in the end, the Ritva says, aye, so then what's the problem of Shlote Kalabin of Loitzia? Just let Bezdin hold on to the money. No, because if she's Moicha, we're going to give the money back. But we're not going to give the money back. Why are you giving the money back? I don't know if it's Chayim Shast Maisa. So give the money to Aniyim, hold on to it. Why are you giving the money back? Seems to be a steer. Says Reb David. It's not Lemafreya. Why is it not Lemafreya? Because we're not saying that it was never a Geiris. The Geiris of Cotton was a good Geiris. But it can't be Mikano Lahaba. Because can't be such a thing as a person who's a Geir that like stopped being Jewish. You can't stop being Jewish. So what's the pshat? Says Reb David, you have to say a new lumdus here. It's something called Mikano Lahaba Lemafreya. A Nair Lomdus, Rabbi say. We were like separating. They would say, listen, the Rajma holds, it's Lamafreya. How do I know you're the money? Maybe you're not Jewish. Maybe Lamafreya, you're never Jewish. So it's not true. I don't know you're the money. And we said, according to the Tosfos and Sanhedrin, we thought it's Mikan Lahaba. Listen, the Geirus of a cotton doesn't need Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Only the Geirus of a Gadol needs Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. So I was a Geir of a cotton. But from today, that now I'm a Gadol, it's not Shaykh that I should have a Geirus. So Lamafreya. From now, the Mafreya is never Bishas Maisa. You were a Ger, but Mikanu Lahaba Lemafreya. Now, everybody, you got to figure out what that means. Okay, I'm telling you, you can spend years trying to figure. It took me years to figure out. I'm still not 100% certain I know what it means, but it's not Pashas. What does this mean, Mikanu Lahaba Mafreya? It's like it's a steer in terms. It's either Mikanu Lahaba or it's Lemafreya. But this is what Reb David says over here, Rabbi Yosef. Vais tochois. He says, Vais tochois. The pshat is, it's really Mikan ulahaba lemafreya. Bishas maisa, you were married. Not because we're assuming you're not going to be moicha. You were married. But from now, we're going to down it as if you were never married. So from today, can we give you the money?
No.
It's not your money. Why? You were never married. If we would have given it to her already, it's her money. Because Bishas Maisa, she was married. So she was married, it's her money. Now we're going to say, take the money back, but it was already her money. But being that we never gave her the money, now it's his money. He can say, it's my money. Never became anyone else's money. And now he's never married to her. The rabbis say, it's a lumdus that needs to be worked on. What? If you wait for the Shechita, it's fine. It's fine. It's not from the game from now on. If you ate from the Shechita, what would be if you ate from the Shechita? Rabbi Kamenetsky says, enough, Kamina, Rabbi said. You have to know how this Mikana Lahabal of Afreya works. You ate from the Shechita of a cotton. There's such a thing as a cotton shechtin, God alam, and al gab if you ate from the Shechita. If you hold it's the Mafreya Mamish, you ate, it's the Apostle Shechita. It was the Apostle Shechita. Bishas Maisa, he was a goy. We thought he was a yid. He was a goy. With my friend Mamish, that means that Igloi Milsa, we're telling us, we now know this person was a guy. But if you say it's Mikanu Lahabal Mafreya, Bishas that I ate the Shechita, I ate the meat, he was a Yid, I ate it already. Therefore, it's okay. But, we say what's left in the Sugya to discuss is Shita Sarif. Achrayin Rabbi Yoshev brings over here that the Rif brings down this halacha. He doesn't bring it down over here. What does he bring it down? In Kedushin?
Vamis.
In your Vamis? The Rif brings the halacha of Rav Huna, Ger Kotma, Bilanos Adas Bezdim. He doesn't mention Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Higdil Yechom Limchais. Doesn't mention Rabbi Yosef. Why doesn't he mention Rabbi Yosef? It doesn't seem like anyone argues on the Yidid Yochum. Abai asked the Kasha, Rav asked the Kasha, we answered all the Kashas. Seems like we paskin, like Rabbi Yosef, you do the Chom Limchus. Why does he bring it down? So we said even if you're with your family, Lechoira.
No,
we'll see. We're going to see about that. Not exactly. He's going to say Pum Fakert because he's not talking about where he is with the family. But so when some of the Achorim over there and the Mefarshim Rif say, listen, the Rif only passed me something that makes a difference to Halacha. What difference does it make if you give me Mecher or not? Nowadays you can do whatever he wants because Goyish courts are not going to allow us to persecute a guy. Guy says I'm a guy, then he's going to have protection by the law, so he'll do whatever he wants to do. So there was no point in the Rif paskining it. That's what they say. Oh, that's what I thought also. He wants to know, am I allowed to be Moicha? I don't want to be Chayv Misa. Okay, that's my Shahelik Goy over there. What can I say?
What? He wants to know if he's a Jew or not.
He wants to know. He
doesn't want to be Jewish.
Kids are that's for the moment.
Yeah. That's what he says. The derech of the riff is the passing.
Wants to be Jewish, but now later on he wants to marry a Jewish girl. So later on he wants to know if he's Jewish.
That's not a kitzer.
Why is that so problem?
The Ramban says differently. Says the Ramban as follows: the Rif understood the Gemara, as the Rif understood that the Gemara said the statement of Rabbi Yosef, "Yigdi l'chayim l'mchayis." It comes immediately after the Gemara spoke about someone who's megayer al das of v'imoy. It's belu al das she hachamayis ginon begershin is gayer banu b'nois of imoy nichle ma'idover avuon. So we learned that's going on both of them. Regular ger, not das bezin, and the case of is megar al das of v'imoy. Says the Ramban, maybe the Rif learned. It's only talking about the case of it's of b'yoshin is gai banov ubnois of imoy. Dinichalei b'mayda avet avon. Only over there is it tikkilu chayim l'mchais. Not in the regular case of al das bezin. We have to figure out why. Hold on, why? But being that that din is no longer relevant, because every time we do it, we can do it al das bezdin. So therefore, the Rif doesn't bring it, because we're always doing it al das bezdin. When we were thinking that there's something called being megayer when his father is megayer with him. But in a regular case of Aldas Bezdin, then you can't be Moicha. Why would you think that? Says the Ramban, because there's a svara called Makoyach Bezdin Yofa. Makoyach Bezdin Yofa means we don't just throw Bezdin around. Like, Bezdin said something, and then we come along and say, no. Makoyach Bezdin, for example, let's say Bezdin makes a Shuma. Bezdin evaluates a property being worth X amount of money. And then we find out that Bezdin made a mistake. Do we make a correction or not?
No.
Gemara says, Mishum HaKoyach Bezdin Yafeh. We have to allow Bezdin a certain amount of authority. Or else people are going to think Bezdin is like a joke. HaKoyach Bezdin Yafeh. Therefore, we don't allow him to be. If Bezdin does it, we don't allow him to. If the father did it, it wasn't Bezdin. So he wants to be Moicha, go ahead and be Moicha. But if Bezdin does it, we can't. So that's the Ramban's pshat in the Rif. Now, Rabbi said that Lachor only works if you understand Higdu Yochoyim Limchois, is I could say Moicha Toivas, thanks Bezdin, no thanks Bezdin. So then I understand the Smar of Makoyach Bezdin Yafa. Listen, Bezdin did something for you. Say, Bezdin, I don't want what you did. Thank you very much, Bezdin. I'm not interested. You shut down Bezdin. Makoyach Bezdin Yafa. You can't shut Bezdin down. But if the Smar is like Tosis said, what Tosis said the Vardis, because you need Kabbalah's all mitzvahs from 13 on. So over there, it's not the Pshat you're shutting Bezdin down. Bezdin didn't do anything wrong. It's just now you're supposed to be, Bezdin did stage one, you're supposed to do stage two. You don't do stage two. So then, okay, then it's not the Geras has stopped. But it's not the Pshat that we're showing any type of zilzol on Bezdin. When you say Makoyach Bezdin Yav, when someone's coming in some way to Mizal, Bezdin made a mistake, or saying Bezdin's not, what Bezdin did is not good, that's if you're saying, Michael Davis, thank you, Bezdin, oh, thank you. I'm not interested in what Bezdin did. I'm going to shut Bezdin down. But if the Vard is that when you hit 13, you have to be Makabel all mitzvahs, but that's not connected Bezdin. In fact, you're not Makabel all mitzvahs. So therefore, the Chayra, we would pass the Negilu Chayim Lamchas. The Chayra, those the Machlokas, everybody say, we finished the Sugya of Gerkot, and I think that I can't say we dripped the Sugya dry, but I think we did quite a bit of work on the Sugya of Beis Hashem Bli Neder. On Tuesday, we're going to start the next Mishnah of Godol Shabbal Ktana tomorrow. Maybe we'll be giving a Chabura on the Inya. Thank you.